Solar energy is booming across the country, but for utility companies, getting renewables comes with headaches. In California, there's so much solar energy that on some days there's too much. And one solution is to join forces across state borders to share that renewable wealth. And that's sparking some not-so-neighborly opposition. We're going to hear two reports now from the perspective of different Western states. Lauren Summer of member station KQED starts us off with California's side of things.
Nancy Trawick's job is a lot like an orchestra conductor's. But instead of balancing strings and horns, she's balancing California's electric grid.
It's constantly solving a constant problem, meaning that you're always trying to balance.
Trawick has to keep the lights on for 30 million people at the California Independent System Operator. She relies on huge natural gas power plants, which are like the string section, putting out a steady stream of electricity. But lately, Trawick's job has gotten harder because of this. Solar and wind power. If clouds come in, the solar power drops off.
That needs to come from somewhere else immediately.
So Trawick has to keep the natural gas power plants going in the background, just in case. But running solar, gas, and wind together is becoming a problem. On certain days, they make more power than California needs. And that's not just inconvenient.
Now we really just got to start cutting as much as we possibly can. If that's not done, then you could have a blackout.
So she has to tell solar farms to shut off. One way to avoid this, join up with other Western states. Right now, California's grid runs mostly on its own. It's like an island. But if there was one big Western grid where states could share power, it would be easier for California to hit its goal of 50% renewable energy by 2030, says Keith Casey, who also works at the California Grid Operator.
If you can operate it as an integrated whole, you can just operate the system more efficiently.
And when California has too much solar power, Western states would buy it instead of having to switch off those solar farms.
It's a win-win.
This marriage of electric grids would start with PacifiCorp, a utility in Oregon, Utah, and Wyoming. Negotiations are already underway. But PacifiCorp isn't a partner that everyone wants to get in bed with because a lot of their electricity comes from coal.
That's a big problem for California.
That's Travis Ritchie of the Sierra Club. He says coal doesn't fit into California's ambitious climate change agenda, a plan that some Western states actively oppose.
Will California actually lose the ability to lead on climate issues if it gives up its power to Utah and Wyoming?
And those states feel the same way about California, just for the opposite reason.
Indeed. Stephanie Joyce, Wyoming Public Radio here. Public Service Commissioner Bill Russell is one of the regulators who would need to bless a PacifiCorp-California marriage. As it's currently proposed, he's not inclined to do that.
California policies, whether you like them or not, are going to be exported throughout the entire West, and all of us in the West are going to be importing California policies.
Policies like the state's commitment to renewables, a commitment not shared by Wyoming, the nation's largest coal-producing state. But California isn't the only one who might benefit from sharing electricity between Western states. An initial study by PacifiCorp estimated its customers would save $2 billion over 20 years, which is why Russell isn't dismissing the idea outright.
I wouldn't say it's dead yet.
Regional grids like what's being proposed already thrive, sharing all kinds of power in the Midwest, New England, and in the Mid-Atlantic. But Western states have resisted similar arrangements in the past.
Politics at the end of the day are going to be the biggest obstacle.
Cindy Crane is the CEO of Rocky Mountain Power, the PacifiCorp subsidiary in Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah. She worked on some of the previous efforts to integrate the Western grid. She's hopeful this time will be different.
I think it has a better shot, but there are some pretty big threshold issues to get through.
If those issues can't be overcome, remember all that wind and solar in California? The state will have to find a way to store that extra renewable energy, which is difficult, expensive. So in the end, the West may soon find that it can't afford not to share. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Joyce.